For me, it feels like the book is part fiction, part autobiography, and I like the idea that Levin is in fact Tolstoy. I even toyed with, at one point, having Levin, you know, sit down to begin writing Anna Karenina.
Because, I mean, there are quite a few people who think that the Levin-Kitty story is actually really the love story, not Anna and Vronsky.
I would agree with that completely, and that's why for me it's vital to have that Levin-Kitty story, because without that you have no counterpoint to Anna's story. And Anna's story is an obsessive love story. It's kind of like a lust story, really. It was interesting in the publicity process for this movie. You know, the publicists were very keen to promote the film as a big love story between Anna and Vronsky. And I had to keep on saying, people are going to be disappointed. It's not a big love story between Anna and Vronsky. It's actually a very destructive, harmful love that they share.
Solipsistic, kind of obsessive. Yeah.
Exactly.
And Keira Knightley, inevitably there's going to be so much attention on her because that is seen to be the central performance. Though, as you say, in your production, it's far more complicated than just one performance. Again, what do you think that she brings to it particularly?
I think Keira brings a maturity to the role that she hasn't had before. But Keira is an incredibly fearless actress. A lot of actors are terrified of being unlovable. They think they have to play lovable characters so that people will keep going back to the cinema to watch them. And Keira isn't afraid of moral ambiguity, isn't afraid of not being sexy all the time, and I admire her so much for that, you know. The girl's got balls. You know, Keira's been through a lot in the past 5 years or so, and all of that experience, I think, she brings to this role.
Now, I read that you said that when you read Anna Karenina, something about you hope you're like one of the characters and then you suddenly find out you're actually probably one of the others. That obviously begs the question, which ones?
Well, I can kind of identify with all of them. I can certainly identify with Anna and her obsessive love. I've been a bit obsessive in my past. I can identify with a man being with someone like Anna as well. I can also identify with Blonsky's appetite. He has a large appetite. And I can identify with Karenin in the kind of position of cuckold. I mean, he you know, it's a horrible and very, very painful experience. But I think the one that I identify with most and also aspire to most is Levin, because he's someone who wrestles with the complications of life. He has good intentions, and I kind of like to think I have good intentions. But it's not easy living, is it? You know, or loving.